Following the July 15th meeting between Pocahontas County business and community leaders and Tim Thomas of the Mountain Valley Transit Company, or MTA, which was about starting up public transit bus service in the county, we met with Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton to get his perspective about this. Mayor, how excited are you about having the MTA bring public transit to town?
Tim, I am very excited when I begin to think about the possibilities and the tremendous change that it could bring to our community, to families who have been struggling as a result often of the opioid and the drug issues that finally arrived in Pocahontas County. The issue in some individuals' lives has changed everything about their lives. With the drug problems comes loss of jobs. Because of that comes domestic and family issues. Often an alternative is shortcuts that leads to jail time. These individuals, even after certain programs or some jail time where they have an opportunity to dry out and get things cleaned up, they exit, they're back in society again. No job to go to. I think about the chamber meeting where Alan up at Interstate Hardwood said he had 35 positions that particular day. Companies are needing employees. Individuals are needing work. What's the missing element so often? The simple answer is transportation. It's not just having a car. These individuals, because they've lost their license and been stopped numerous times without license, now they owe maybe $1,000, maybe more than $2,000 of past citations and fines, which would have to be paid before they can get their license. I remember one young man that I spoke to who had got a job, but ironically, the individual he was depending upon to get him to his job sometimes would not show up. As a result, he lost his job. So work is the key to everything else. And if we can get 2 or 3 out of 10 willing to work and willing to get to a job, it can change not only individual lives, it can change our communities. At the meeting that we had Monday evening, Interstate Hardwood is committed enough and sees potential enough that they have already said that they are willing to implement a $25 a week payroll deduction. And Snowshoe is going to consider, at least. They have not said, I want to emphasize that, but they are going to at least consider a similar program, and that will give us 2 routes. A route from Marlinton to Interstate at Bartow. It will give us a route from Marlinton to Snowshoe Resort. I intend to have conversation with Beckwith Lumber Company. I know there's times in the past that they have talked about the issue of getting dependable employees. I know an individual that comes down from Bartow to Marlinton and drives it himself every day. He says it costs him $40, $45 a week in his personal car. So even individuals who are currently working at either of these locations would have an opportunity to save $15 a week and let somebody else worry about the driving. As mayor, I had real reservations about bringing public transportation to Marlinton. I didn't want people to think that I was providing ways for citizens to go out of county to shop. Certainly that will be an option, but I want the public to understand that those leisure trips are really a minority of what we're talking about. Probably 90% of this program, at this point at least, will be geared toward getting people to work. And those that realize the value of work know how important that is. I want everybody to come home in the evening as tired as I am, and they're a lot less likely to be in trouble if they're thinking about having a meal and getting a little bit of rest and going back to work the next morning. The next meeting, MTA is going to be on the county commission agenda, and everyone who was at Monday evening's meeting would see benefit in being at the county commission meeting as well. We need their support.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.